this morning. I'm nervous. First of all, let's open with a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, God. God, I pray, God, that your word not return unto us void, God. That they not hear me but you, Father. I just ask that you would give me strength to speak, God, and that my words would be clear. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. So this, about a month ago, Brother Jimmy told me that I'd be teaching this morning for the month of ministry. And God laid on my heart faith. It's all too often, you know, everything starts with faith. And it's the base of Christianity. So in Webster's 1828, faith is defined as to persuade or to draw towards anything, to conciliate, to draw or bring together, unite. It's to believe or to obey. And in the Greek lexicon of Hedrick, it is said, the primitive signification of the verb is to bind and draw or lead. So in the concordance, I got several different definitions here. Number one is belief, the assent of the mind to the truth of what is declared by another, resting on his authority and veracity without other evidence. It's the judgment that was another states or testifies is the truth. And the second definition is the assent of the mind to the truth of a proposition advanced by another, belief on probable evidence of any kind. And number three is in theology, the assent of the mind or understanding to the truth of what God has revealed, a simple belief of the scriptures, of the being and perfections of God, and of the existence, character, and doctrines of Christ, founded on the testimony of the sacred writers, is called historical or speculative faith. And evangelical, this is number four, is evangelical, is justifying or saving faith in the assent of the mind to the truth of divine revelation on the authority of God's testimony, accompanied with a cordial assent of the will or approbation of the heart. It's an entire confidence or trust in God's character and declarations and in the character and doctrines of Christ, with an unreserved surrender of the will to his guidance and dependence on his merits for salvation. In other words, that firm belief of God's testimony and of the truth of the gospel, which influences this will and leads to an entire reliance on Christ for salvation. So in the Strong's Concordance, it's 4102 of the Greek. It's persuasion, a credence. It's moral conviction of religious truth or the truthfulness of God or a religious teacher, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation. Abstract constancy in such profession, by extension, by the system of religious truth itself. It's assurance, belief, faith, and fidelity. And this comes from 3982 of the Greek, which means to win over or persuade. And we all know when God saved us, he drew us. And that's what this is. It's a drawing from Christ. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's solely Christ and his drawing alone. So we're going to start out in Hebrews chapter 11 this morning, verse 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's lengthy, but it talks about faith and God's people in the Bible. So in chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And diligently here is a steady or constant in effort. "And by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. So by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, and in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed them, that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, and heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that is, Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. And by faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. And by faith, when he was born, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. So by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, as seeing him who is invisible. So through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. And by faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. And by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tormented, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having providing some better thing for us, that they without should not be, that they without us should not be made perfect. So we see, all the faith, some had faith, some didn't have faith, and because of their faith, God used them. And I want to start out in Romans chapter 1. We're going to be doing a lot of flipping this morning. Y'all bear with me. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And just here is 1342 of the Greek. It's impartial, upright, those whose hearts are right with God. And power in here, in this is 14:11. This is talking of His almighty energy. His chosen believe in the saving of their soul and shall live. Shall live here is active, also enduring, opposed to death. Next we're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And in chapter 4, verse 11 of 2 Corinthians, it says, "For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also." Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Also in Acts 24, verse 14. It says, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they rent their clothes and ran among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men like passions with you, and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth, and the sea and all things that are therein. This is the Christian belief. It's revealed in the Word and for the authority of God. And I want to look in Matthew chapter 17. This is because of unbelief. Matthew 17, verses 14 through 21. and the title in my Bible here says, Jesus heals a boy possessed with a demon. But in verse 14 it says, when they were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart, and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Also in Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. In verse 18 it says, now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on these henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So we see we are to believe solely on Christ and give ourselves daily to prayer. If we don't truly believe it, it's not going to happen. We have to put our faith and trust in Him. And first and foremost, we must believe. It's the beginning of faith. And because of unbelief, the disciples could not cast out the demon. So we see in Matthew 15, verses 21 through 28, this Gentile woman had faith, and because she had faith, her daughter was healed. Starting in verse 21, it says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fell from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And so this brings the question, how do we receive faith? And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing here is 189 of the Greek. It's instruction or teaching. It's to listen attentively. And also in Ephesians 2:8-9. It says in Ephesians 2, verse 8, it says, For grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there's proof that we can't work for it, we can't pay for it, we can't buy it. It's a gift given of God. It's unmerited favor. He saw favor in us when we were nothing because of love. And It's simply believing. So in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says, That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says, In verse 10 it says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we must call unto him for him to save us and believe. And we are justified by faith, and this is seen in Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 28. It says in verse 21, But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Wherefore, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, this is the results of justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So he is our atonement. And justification here happens once. Sometimes people get justification and sanctification mixed up. Sanctification is an ongoing process. That's drawing us closer to him. And we're justified once. When he saves us and draws us unto him and we cry out, we are solely his, and amen, nobody can take us out. Ephesians 6, verse 10. We're going to start in verse 10. We're going to read through verse 18. This is this talks about our protection. He is our shield. This is the Christian's armor. Starting in verse 10 of chapter 6 in Ephesians, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So we see that he is our protection, and we must pray and seek him daily and stay in his word, study, so that we grow in the knowledge of Christ. And how are we to walk? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 through 10, it's walking by faith and appearing before God with the things done in this life. So we see in verse 7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." So we see we're going to be judged. There's a day coming. We're going to stand before God and give a testimony of what we've done in this life, whether it be good or bad. And Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says in verse 1, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So we see here Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And 2 Corinthians this is a Paul's second letter to Corinth, and it applies to us all. In chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate." So we must examine ourselves and examine ourselves by and through the Word of God to know where we stand with him, whether we be for him or against him. And that was me at one time. I stood against him. And this flesh still does, this enmity with God. We have to battle it day in and day out. And my parents are here this morning. They can tell you I was evil, wicked. Brother Jimmy knows me. We went to school together. I have four sons, and they lost. My prayer is that God will save them and use them, and that I can be a witness to them. Oh, I got it, bro.